eating
either Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and they what's it called? And then it got dark, so they bring them a kosher yayin, and they say kiddush, and then they eat, continue eating, and then they say this on the second coast, Birkas HaMazon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda holds mafsikin. You have to stop eating, make kiddush, then continue eating. Rabbi Yossi holds ochel v'holich hachetefsha. The ma'aseh can continue eating, and all the way into the night, gomru, and when you finish, kos rishon mevarech olav birkas hamazon. On the first kos, you make birkas hamazon. V'asheni yomer al kusay, and then you pour another cup, and you make kiddush. And even though you ate before the kiddush makes it that the eating was already l'shem Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rashi ton rabbanon b'nei chaburash or Rashban. Tan Rabbanan b'nei chaburash or Yimusuvin the kiddush aleim ayom meviim al kosher yain v'omer alav kiddush aseyom be'emtza sudaso. V'asheni miyad omer alav birkas hamazon u'mapsik. Kida omer Rabbi Yehuda le'el. But you mapsik it, you have to stop the meal and then what's it being start again. Meal Hoil the Giyashas Kiddush, sort of the Kaddish Tchila. However, even though you're going to have to stop the meal, you make Kiddush first, and then you bench. Lashon Acher, Garcin, and Rishon Omer al Birkas HaMazon. Another Lashon is, like we had in the Gemara, first you bench, and then you make Kiddush. The Sheini Omer al Kiddush Hayom. The Tosef, the Debrachos, Mucha, Kaloshon Rishon. That first you make Kiddush, and then you bench, and then you continue your meal after that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ochlin v'Holchin Achet Tigmar Sudasim. You finish your meal completely. You don't have to stop. Inami Holchin v'Ochlin Mishetechsha. Rabbi Yossi l'Tamevli Dei Ein Matzik in Klal. Rabbi Yossi holds the Maisi. You could stop and make Kiddush, but you don't have to. That's the pshat. Not you have to do it like this. Gamru Sudasim Kos Rishon Omer La Birkas Hamazon. Rabbi Yossi Komerla Revusahu She'ino Tzorich LeKaddish Miyat. You don't have to make Kiddush right away. You can wait and make Kiddush after the meal's over. Eliyigmar sudaso v'yivarech birkas hamazon v'yachar kaki kaddish umiyu in poros mapa the kiddush moder of Yossi the choshkei the shafer tvei. If you want to stop in the middle of the meal and cover over the food and make kiddush and then continue eating, even Rabbi Yossi, oh, that's fine. Tehilo tei mahachi eladavka kom Rabbi Yossi rishon v'yivarech ala birkas hamazon that first you have to bench after you finish the meal and then make kiddush. In Cain Shmuel, the Omer Kaman. Shmuel said before that you poris mapa. So he doesn't go like either Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Yossi. Elamai Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to finish the meal and make kiddush afterwards, but he also holds you could do the other way. Okay. Samara says, Amai, the Neimenu Tavayu Achadakasa. Chor according to Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to make kiddush and Birkas HaMazon on two different kosos? Why don't you just bench and then make kiddush and make it all on one coast? Omrafuna, Omrav Sheshes, ain't Omrim Shte Kedushos HaKos Echad. You don't say two different Kedushos on one coast. My time, Omrav Nachum Bar Yitzhak, Lefishin, ain't Osin Mitzvahs Chadilas Chadilas. You don't do mitzvahs in packages, in bundles. Each mitzvah has to be done by itself. We'll see on second, the Rashbam says a reason, and Tosus in Moed Kotman says a different reason. Rashi, Rashbam, V'lemrinu Tarvai L'achad HaKosa, Kiddush Hayom V'Birkas HaMazon. Why do you have to say to bring two kosos? Why can't you just have one kos and say the bench and say kiddush on one? Rabbi Yossi Koporach, the Eil Rabbi Yehuda Kivin Matzik and Vetzorach Hakiru Shulchan Tzorach Shtei Kosos. According to him, you're doing it at two different times. So of course you need two kosos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's one after the other. So why don't you just do both of them on one kos? Shnei Kedushos, Birkas HaMazon, Kori Kedusha, Ki Kiddush Hayom, Kolomer Shtei Mitzvahs. Right, even though Birkas HaMazon, not Kedusha, but it's like, what's it called? It means two mitzvahs. Chavilos, chavilos, the mevzei olav kamosi. So Rashbam says the reason is you don't do two mitzvahs together or make two brachas on one coast because it looks like it's a bother to you and you want to get rid of it. So you do each one separately. Tosfos in Moed Katan says, in order they should be able to concentrate on each one separately. So they ask from this sugi is mashma, not like that. That if you do two mitzvahs together, so you can't concentrate on each one separately. But if you make two brachas on one coast, what's the world have to do? According to Rash, Rashbam, makes sense. It looks like it's a bother. So you're trying to get all of it rid of all of it on one coast. But if you have to have a kavana for each one separately, have each one separately here. Just have a coast for each one, not each one separately. Why does it give you more of a chance to concentrate? Could be that I think the Chinuch says that the purpose of making Kiddush Alayayin, you know, whatever, is to ma'orer you. So if you want to be ma'orer twice, each one you need a separate Hisoris. We have only one kos, so you only have one Hisoris for both of them, so your heart's not open, libo in pomli, to be ma'orer for each one separately. So it could be that even Tosus reason applies over here. Okay. So that's, there's another Svara, Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engels, there's another Svara in Ein Osa Mitzvah Chadilas. It also doesn't apply here. He says that since HaOsik the Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, so if you do two Mitzvahs together, one of them you really Potter from. So you're doing a Mitzvah and you Potter from it. Here, obviously, it doesn't apply. That reason can't apply over here, why you don't make two Brachas on one coast. Okay, unless it could mean over here also, different shot, that since Ein Osa Mitzvah Chadilas, and this looks like you're doing mitzvahs chavilas, so they said don't do this because you may come to do mitzvahs chavilas, even though the reason doesn't apply over here. Okay, v'hatanya hanichnas lebeis of a Moshe Shabbos, versus below, you don't make two different things on one coast. V'hatanya hanichnas lebeis of a Moshe Shabbos, mevorech al hayayin v'al hamor v'al v'samim v'yakur kachomer havdol al hakoast. Okay, come home Moshe Shabbos. And you were, what's it called, eating? See, one second. Either you what's it called, started eating, or you were continuing eating from the daytime. So you make a bracha on the ayin, and then on the ner, and then on the besamim, the akrakach omer havdol ala kos. And this is the order we'll see in Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, what's the order of havdola. But here the order is yayin, and then the mor, and then the besamim. The Akhar Kach Omer Havdol Alakos, which is the Bracha Matlam in Kodesh Lechol. In Ein Lo Elakos Echad, right? If you don't only have one Kos, then Meinich Ol Akhar HaMazon, then you leave that Kos for Birkas HaMazon too. After you eat, Meshaus and Kuhn Lachar, you say all the Brachas on that Kos. So Tosa says, how are you allowed to eat before Havdolah? So he says a few different possibilities, and in the end he says, since you only have one Kos, and if you don't eat before Havdalah, you're not going to be able to have a kos for Birkas HaMazon, then they will matter you to eat before Havdalah, so you can then shalak kos and also say Havdalah on the same kos. Shemara says, Ein lo shani. That same reason the Tosa said, you're allowed to eat before Havdalah, the same reason why you're allowed to make two brachas on the same kos, because you don't have another kos. And you have two things to say it on, so say it all on one kos. But if you have the option of doing it on two kosos, then you have to do two separate kosos. Shabbam. Mevorech al hayayin tchila lefi shu tadir v'tadir kodem. Right? First you make the bracha on yayin, because that's a bracha tadira. The bracha on havdalah is only once a week. Al hamor v'al abesamin, k'dei shamei mokmin in love, meseches brachos, v'perek elu dvarim. The same thing, the mo'or is only once a week, and besamin is not as common as wine. So the first bracha is the yayin. This order, first ner and then besamim, is the order of beishamay. The perek elu dvorim. The omer mor bereish of yachar kach besamim. The havdalah of the sof and then the bracha of hamatzah. The fisha elu harishonos tzaros ubirkas havdalah ruka the fichach omer besof. Everybody holds you make the bracha of havdalah at the end because it's a long bracha and these are short brachas. The shal shalon loshin shal shelis like a chain. Shemechabrim yachin and birkas hamazon, alma amrin and shnei brachos hakol sechor havdalah birkas hamazon. Here you see, you're making the havdalah and birkas hamazon on one coast. Ein lo shani, the less liyayin, the shnei coasts. Talking a case, obviously, where you don't have enough wine for two coasts. Anan, but this is asking, where you do have, then you have to make it on two separate coasts. Mora says, v'ha yantif shechol lios achar ha-shabbos, when yantif comes motzoi Shabbos, where you make havdalah in Kiddush, to islay, and you do have more than one coast. We'll see in one second how the Gemara knew you had more than one coast. The Omar Rav Yaknaha, Rav said that the order is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Right? So you see you all do Yayin in Kiddush and Havdalah together. So Gemara says, Amrei Midolo Omar Zman Michlav Shvi Shal Pesach Haskinah. The Chomai Dehavilei Ochelei Veleslei. Right? The Chorah, since it didn't say Zman, Yaknahaz, right, that you have to mention Shechiyanu. So which yontif don't you make a Shechiyanu? Only one, Shvi Shal Pesach. So it must be talking of Shvi Shal Pesach, and it's talking where you ate everything, spend the Pesach, you don't have anything in the house, you drank up all your wine, you only have one coast left. So in Neil, it's talking where you only have one coast. Hashbam, Achra Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos, the Islay the Ka'am Rav Yaknova, Kesol Gadaitach, beyond the Parishan Shal Pesach, Shechol Yos Achra Shabbos, talking about Leil Pesach that fell after Shabbos. The Islay Kosas Arbe, there for sure you have more than one Kos, because you have to have Arba Kosas. So Tosas says that's no Raya. The Arba Kosas, every one you have to say something different on. So you don't have an extra Kos there. He says the reason that the Gemara said it's talking about the first day Pesach, and they surely have an extra kol, so the first day of any Yontif, is because people usually prepare a lot for Yontif. It's the end of Yontif that they run out. They don't run out at the beginning of Yontif. So Rashi learns that it's Mishnah talking about the first day of Pesach, and you have plenty of kosos, because you have to have arba kosos. So it says, no, if you have just arba kosos, you need them for each one for something else. But it's talking about Stam. And first day Yontif, Mishnah, you have food. So you make Havdalah in Kiddush, and it's all on one coast, even though you have another coast. Where it says, V'hayantif Rishon di Islay, right, Lamaisa, that's not true. Because even Yantif Rishon, where you do say Zman, you do say Shechiyanu, it's still, you make Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. V'homrabaya, Yakzin ha, the Rav Omer Yaknahaz. Abaye said that you make Yayin Kiddush Zman near in Havdalah, that's the order. And Rava said you make Yayin Kiddush near Havdalah in Zman. Okay? Ela Havdalah, the Kiddush Chadam Milsahi. Birkas Hamazin, the Kiddush Train Milininu. Havdalah and Kiddush are both Makadish, a Yontif, a Shabbos, and therefore they're all the same idea. The same idea you can make on one coast. But two separate things, like Birkas Hamazon and Kiddush, that you have to do on two kosos. Mishani, Midlaoma Rav Yaknahaz, Alma Bishvi Shal Pesach Haskina. Right? Since he didn't say Zman, Mishani is talking about the seventh day of Pesach, the Shema Anihu. They ain't look Ela Kos Echad. And may the seventh day of Pesach, he could be an Ani, and only have one kos. You don't have to have Dafka, a lot of kosos on the last day, or the way Tosus learns, by the last day, you could be ran out of everything. The time the Rav Lekameh for Shenavim Komo, the Chain Durava Dabaya. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss the order and why you say Zman first or Zman last. Gemara says, "Vayantiv Rishon Dislay Tafilu Anish Yisrael Yichus Lomi Arbekosos." First day of Arihev, where you make Zman, or according to Tosos, the first day of any Yontif you surely have, because you prepare for Yontif. Kiddush v'Havdalah Chadam Milsi Tarvayu Mishum Kiddushes Yomim Tovim Nino. They're all the same concept of being Mekadesh the day when it comes in and it goes out. So even in Havdalah, you're making the same concept, at least, not the same bracha, as you do by Kiddush. Kiddush is Mekadesh the Yontif, and Havdalah, you also say Mekadesh ben Kodesh v'Kodesh. Okay, so here, there's a few things. First of all, Tosus brings down, first of all, the Gemara itself. It says only here, Yaknahaz. What happened to the Besamin? Right? There's only Yain Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. When Motzei Shabbos falls on Yontif, there's no Besamin. So, Tosfos says two different pshatim. One is because the whole reason of Besamin is because you lose your Neshama Yisera, Motzei Shabbos. So you need the Besamin to revive you. But Yontif, there's also Neshama Yisera. So you don't need to be revived. And then Tosfos brings down, if that's the case, then why don't you have Besamim Motzei Yontif? We don't use Besamim Motzei Yontif. Right? If that's the reason, if you have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, you should have to use Besamim Motzei Yontif. So there's a second teretz that there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So why don't you need Besamim? Because the Yontif itself revives you. They take the place of Besamim. In Mela, there's no Neshama Yisera, you don't need Besamim Motzei Yontif. And you don't need Besamim Motzei Shabbos the Yontif, because the Yontif takes the place of the Besamim. Not because there's a Neshama Yisera. So there's a machlokus here in Rishonim and Tosfos, whether there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, or there's no Neshama Yisera, and an afkamina would be, do you say Nishmas on Yontif? Because you only say Nishmas when you have a Neshama Yisera. Right? That's why in Hoshana Rabbah, even though we say a long Pesukei Dezimra, we don't say Nishmas, because it's only Chol HaMoed. But Pashtus, we hold that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so that's the case, then why don't you say Besamin Motzei Yontif? So that's a kasha. There are two roots. Okay. Second thing is, Tosfos brings down that by Sheva Brachas, So some people make the Sheva Brachos and Birkas HaMazon on two different kosos, like we do. That's our minhag. We make one kos for Birkas HaMazon and another kos for the Sheva Brachos, because they know sin mitzvahs chavilas. You don't make two kedushas on one kos. And some hold no, that Sheva Brachos and Birkas HaMazon is like Havdol and Kiddush. Because the whole reason that you're making Sheva Brachos is because you ate. So the Birkas HaMazon and the Sheva Brachos come for the same thing, and therefore there are those who have the minhag to make Sheva Brachos and Birkas HaMazon on one kos. And so Machlokas HaPoskim, our minhag is to make on two koses, but there are those that make on one kos. Tosa says, however, Birchas Erusin, under the Chuppah, and Birchas Nesuin, they're for sure you make on two kosos. Because even though the Chorah, they're the same minyan, Erusin and Nesuin, but the minhag was to do it at two separate times. And even we're mafsik with Kriyas HaKsuba between the two. So since it's a hefsik, avada, you make them on two different kosos.